On the outskirts of Pushkar in Rajasthan state, this camel expresses his displeasure at being among the thousands of camels, horses and cattle traded at the annual camel fair. The fair in the desert town coincides with the pilgrimage of tens of thousands of Hindus who bathe in Pushkar's sacred lake. Traditional Rajasthan minstrels, Babu and Seru, annually travel to perform at the fair with their families. They have long been keen observers of the camel trade and say a top camel can be worth 50,000 Indian rupees, just over $1,000.
New camel, very strong.
Camel,
new camel.
25,000, last
30.
Some camel, 40,000.
Small price. A good camel, good price. Last 50,000 camel. Last. One. Very good, very nice one. Very, yeah, strong. This is last 40,000.
Penwar Jain is an assistant director of tourism in Rajasthan.
Camel comes from Rajasthan, from the desert part of Rajasthan, and they are being traded between the people who are the real user of camels. Then horses, they come from other surrounding states, adjoining states. And there are some who are purchasing these horses for their use, for hotels and for other purposes. And some of them are, because you see in India, horses are used for in the marriages and other things also.
Traditionally, the camels transport farm goods and people, haul water from deep wells and even power mills that extract oil from oil seeds. Owners also sell camel hair, dung, hides and bones. But the trade faces problems. The camel population has fallen dramatically over recent years. A report by a Rajasthan group says that India's camel population fell by more than a half since the mid-1990s to just over 600,000 in 2005. Jain says the decline was evident at the recent camel fair.
This year we have got roughly about 17,500 cattle, which includes camels, horses and others also. There is a bit change this year. There is a decline of camels this year from last year.
In 2004, the League of Pastoral Peoples, a Rajasthan civic group, says 50,000 camels were brought to the fair. Pradeep Singhal is a veterinarian with a volunteer group that helps herders care for their camels.
Earlier days, there were more number of camels being traded here, so trading is getting down. So due to, so many factors are there, most important one is, it's the globalization. Camels being most probably used for transportation of goods from one place to another place. But it's being replaced by vehicles. A modernized vehicle.
At the same time, the forests and grasslands are being converted to other uses or being damaged by climate change. That makes it difficult for herders to feed their camels, particularly since courts banned grazing in national parks a few years ago. While conservationists welcomed that decision, it forced owners to sell thousands of animals that they no longer could feed. But fewer camels do not just hurt farmers and herders. A quarter of a million people are estimated to make a living in one way or another from the camel trade. Pushkar shopkeepers rely heavily on the fair for income. But this year, the combination of declining livestock sales and fewer tourists because of the global economic slump has been painful. Abu owns a shop in Pushkar.
This international market is down now, no? Everywhere is people don't have money to travel also. No, this year was camel was less, more there was more horses than camel. But even there was some virus in the horses, so it was not been like good selling of the animals also. Also it was less raining this year. So even the farmer says less money to spend.
Indian authorities hope to sustain herds and raise incomes for herders by promoting the sale of camel milk. Veterinarian Singhal endorses that idea.
So it's very good for health conditions, like, you know, in cases of diabetic and human being, and in cases of gastric problems, it's very good milk. So government, they're planning to take camel milk as a separate one, and they give good money for the camel owners for the milk.
The League of Pastoral Peoples and other civic groups want the authorities to help communities that rely on camel breeding. Without new policies to help herders, many people at the Pushkar Camel Fair fear that herds will continue to decline, as will the livelihoods of tens of thousands of people. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Pushkar, India.